Good evening, audio boobies. Here's Barks Cub with my first Eurovision boob at the semi-final to be held on Tuesday the 10th of May, broadcast live on BBC Three starting at 8pm. I'm running through this in their running order for that semi-final, so without further ado, first up we'll have Poland kicking off to Eurovision 2011 with a native language song that's very Britney, very Gaga, highly likely to get through because it is sort of a popular music type, and with block voting that does go on, even though they try and spread out the Eastern European countries through both semi-finals now. Following that, we have one of my absolute favourites, Top Tips to Win Outright, as long as it gets through. It's never guaranteed with these semi-finals. It's Norway, Stella Mwangi singing Hubba Hubba. Very exotic, totally different to what the Scandinavian countries, including Norway, normally come out with. Very catchy, likely to cross all the language barriers and be popular anywhere in Europe. As I said, Top Tip to Win Outright. Number three, number four, Albania, followed by Armenia, both relatively forgettable. But one thing to note is that their production and their investment in their songs is going up. It looks as though these countries are going to be catching up with us and doing better than us at our own game. Next to note, again, number five, Turkey. It's a rock song that's different for them, but again, from a famous native group. I don't think it will do well. It'll be lucky to get through this year, I think. Following that, we have Serbia, a very pretty song, different because it's got a very 70s ballad feel to it, sung by Nina Korcharaban, native language, will get through. Following that, we have Russia at number 7 and Switzerland at number 8. Switzerland's song, very pretty, beautifully sung by Anna Rossinelli, but it'll need a powerful performance to pull it off and get through. Alexei Vorobjov, Get You. To be honest, Russia are getting a little complacent because I think that they can rely on massive block voting to get them through. I wouldn't be surprised if this one doesn't. It's quite dull, to be honest. Following that, we have Georgia, again, relatively forgettable. Number 10, Finland. This one I am going to rant about. It is god-awful. It's an environmental message song sung by Paradise Oscar. Its chorus is da-da-dum. It is awful, really. Gone are the days of la-la-la and a-bonna-be-a-bonna-be. These ridiculous choruses just won't work anymore. Having said that, it'll set up the stage wonderfully for one of my, again, another major favourite of mine this year, Malta, Glenn Vella singing One Life. It's a catchy, dancey, pumping message song sung by a young lad, which is different for Malta. They normally go for slightly buxom opera singers, and they've even had the same person singing for them 4 or 5 years. Anyhow, great song. Hopefully he'll get through, and it'll be brilliant because I think he's a bit of a gayer. Next, and only noting them because it's the first time they're back along with Italy for the first time in ages, is San Marino. Horrible song. Number 13, we have Croatia. Again, this is actually could be a major wild card. It's a one-word chorus. It's sung by Daria. It's called Celebrate. It could actually win outright, and I think it will get through definitely with the block voting. Very similar to some of the other Eastern Bloc country songs, which are more modern, more poppy, more catchy. Moving swiftly on, after Croatia, at number 14, we have Iceland, Sioni's Friends. These guys are channeling everybody, and this, which won for Estonia several years ago, and Brotherhood of Man, all in one. Great song, must get through. It'll be great to see Iceland, Norway, and Malta in the final. Proper, really hardcore Eurovision songs, these. Following on from Iceland, we have Hungary, Katy Wolf singing What About My Dreams. It's Sweden 4 or 5 years ago. It's not notable for anything else, but it's been overdone, this kind of song. It won several times for Sweden and places like that. It isn't going to win this time. I'd be surprised if it gets through. Following that, a lovely folk song again from Portugal, Homens da Luta, very much like Todas as Choras Amor, sung a couple of years ago, sung by a group called Luta e Alegria, which is like a cooperative of musicians, might get through simply for being pretty and happy. Nobody will understand a word of it. No offence to the Portuguese, but nobody understands their language, and it's very difficult to understand when it's sung. Following swiftly on, we have Lithuania at number 17. This song is unusual for them. It's French and English language. It's a ballad. Would probably get through, sung by Evelina Sashenko and Say Ma Vie, but that title alone has been done so many times. Next up, we have Azerbaijan with Ellie Nikki, a pair of twins. Very good. It's a bit overproduced. It's very Coldplay. Would be a surprise if it gets through. But there's 10 places out of 19. Finally, Greece. Horrible, horrible, horrible song. It's a tortured rock ballad which doesn't work in Greece. It's very depressing, ghastly message. And to quote their line, head high, open hands, it's jingoistic, it's awful. See you soon.